I want to start out by talking about the results of this last election. The headlines the following day in many papers said, Tea Party takes over the Texas GOP. Do you think that the Tea Party voters and candidates are now the dominant voice within the party?
I don't think that there's any one group that dominates the party. Even the Tea Party is not one group. It is dozens and dozens of different clubs across the state, many of whom are not even affiliated with each other. To me, everyone ran on the same platform virtually, and they were just arguing who was the better person to uphold the platform or who actually genuinely believed in the platform issues. I just don't see where there would be a shift. I mean, it's a party of limited government, keep taxes as low as possible, don't have unnecessary spending, promote education, hopefully through choices. I just don't see where that platform is any different than the platform I worked for in 1976.
Some members in the business community have expressed some concern that there is a shift and that it may mean less willingness to invest in infrastructure, roads, water. Do you think there's less interest in infrastructure spending?
I believe you look at actions and not focus on fears. And the legislative record of probably the most conservative legislature in my lifetime, last session, increased spending for water, increased spending for education, and increased spending for roads. That's just the facts. In fact, most conservatives would say that's where we want our money spent. We want our money spent on things like roads and water and the basics of government.
Immigration has, for many years now, been a volatile issue within the Republican Party here in Texas. We passed a guest worker program in the state Republican platform the last time around. Do you think there is a significant division on whether we should have a guest worker program, and number two, how we're going to, quote, secure the border?
It is a divisive issue, and there are people who have significantly different views within the party on it. Having said that, when people who express concerns about guest worker program or the existing platform stop me, and I say to them, do you really think you'll ever see a deportation-only program enacted, and do you think that that actually could be accomplished? Almost everybody tells me no. And I say, so if the borders were secured first, you made sure you verify, you brought people in to make sure they had legal documents to be here. How does that sound? And they say, that's what we want. And I said, then you didn't read the platform because that's what's in the platform.
You expect this to be revisited this time?
It's being revisited as we speak. I think the platform committee will not be unanimous. There'll probably be some strong vocal voices against it. I think those voices will be significantly in the minority. But I do think a document will come out of the platform committee that will preserve some sort of guest worker program. Then it goes to the floor, and we'll have our floor debate, and whoever wins, wins. Whoever loses, loses.
Chairman Munisteri, thank you for spending a few minutes with KERA.
You're welcome.